to Books Unbound, the podcast where we unbind books to get to their hearts with your hosts, me, Raylene, and...
Me, it's Ariel.
What's up? wow, this is going to be a fun episode. I feel like it's been like a weird string of episodes recently because we've just been having so much fun being together, buying books, doing our thing.
Hell yeah.
And that's what this episode is going to be all about. We have purchased many books recently. I know this for a fact because you and I bought many of them together. I just got back from visiting you within the past week, so that was super fun. But yeah, there were some books that we got that we didn't mention at all in episode 100, partially because we hadn't bought them yet, or because they were mentioned in other episodes, or we wanted to save them for today. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we've got tons of books. I hear that you have had some come in the mail.
Oops.
And you know, there are some books that I got for you that haven't been mentioned yet. So, I mean, maybe we may as well start there.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the bonus books. I brought seven books to you, and two of them have already been mentioned on the pod. So there's more.
I was going to say, we should also, I feel like we should go through, like, what bookshops we went to.
Absolutely.
And talk about our experience in said bookshop, and then talk about the books we got there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm excited to jump into this episode, because like you said, we had so much fun going to bookshops. And listen, guys, I love going to bookshops. I will always love it. I have always loved it. But I love different types of bookshop trips, and going book shopping with a friend who is as excited about books as you are. And like, also, it's really fun when it's like they're a very enably kind of person, which we were both being. We were like, should
we were like, that looks cool. Get it. Do it.
You need it.
Yeah, even though I, you know, didn't have much room in my suitcase for things like books that are heavy, I ended up coming back with like 12 or 13 books in my suitcase.
It was insane. So yes, you want to start with the kind of bonus books.
Yeah, let's start with the books that like kind of happened before our spree even began.
Okay, well, I guess I'll start with the books I got in the mail. So these are two books that have nothing to do with our trip, have nothing to do with you, I guess.
I have two of those as well.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, I have two. So I will start with Strange Flowers by Donal Ryan.
Ooh.
Do you remember me mentioning this one?
I do.
So this guy... beautiful. I meant the book, not the author, but whatever.
he's beautiful.
This book came out this year, or I think earlier in the year. Honestly, if I'm being deeply honest, it doesn't sound like a book I would pick up. I'm not saying it wouldn't be a book that I wouldn't enjoy, and that's why I took a risk on it, because I trust Donal Ryan, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've read two of his books. One of them astonished me. I thought it was so beautiful, All We Shall Know. And the other one was really strong as well. I didn't connect with it the same way I connected with the first one. Probably, honestly, it's probably as basic as All We Shall Know is about a younger woman character. Yeah. And the other one is three male characters. And I was, you know, I probably just for that basic reason related to the other one more. But this one... It's set in 1973, and it's about these parents whose daughter disappears, and then 5 years later, she returns. Which I'm really glad they put that in the synopsis, because I'm glad to know she's at least back. I don't know what happened to her while she was away, but at least she's back. And so I saw, when I was in Toronto... You and me had too many experiences in the last few weeks and months where book buying was very easy, wasn't it?
Being on vacation makes it easy.
Yeah, you had your Vancouver trip, I had my Toronto trip, and then together we had our Nova Scotia adventure.
Yeah.
But yes, when I was in Toronto, I saw this book, Strange Flowers, in two different shops. But it has this horrible North American cover that I'm okay with. But I mean, the flip side of that too is that it's paperback. So maybe I would prefer the paperback. I don't know. Regardless.
Interesting. Yeah, that is a hardcover you've got in your hands.
It's a hardcover. I shouldn't have told you about this book. I just realized. I just shouldn't have mentioned it.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you get a hardcover and keep it secret, there's no way I'll ever know.
I know.
You know? But like, yes, you'll go to hell, but I won't know about it.
We'll both be there, so it won't matter what the reason we got there was.
It's true.
But I wanted this one because it matches my other books of his. I have his two other books. Well, he has more than two, but I have his two other books and they're both hardcovers. And I was like, I would love, this is a really pretty one. So anyway, got that one. And then the second one I got is a poetry collection. Look at me go. God's Silence by Franz Wright. Have you heard of this one?
No.
So this, I also had not heard of this author, but I saw one of his poems posted on Instagram. Actually, I think it was Savannah Brown shared one of his poems, and it's called Publication Date, and it's not long, so I'll read it to you now.
All right.
One of the few pleasures of writing is the thought of one's book in the hands of a kind-hearted, intelligent person somewhere. I can't remember what the others are right now. I just noticed that it is my own private, national I hate myself and want to die day. Which means the next day, I will love my life and want to live forever. The forecast calls for a cold night in Boston all morning and all afternoon. They say tomorrow will be just like today, only different. I'm in the cemetery now, at the edge of town. How did I get here? A sparrow limps past on its little bone crutch, saying, I am Federico Garcia Lorca, risen from the dead. Literature will lose, sunlight will win. Don't worry. It's weird, isn't it?
That is weird.
I really liked it. And I was like, you know what? I haven't like taken a risk on a poet in a while. And I thought, what the heck? Yeah. So I looked up what collection of his that poem was in, and it was this one.
Oh, yeah.
So I picked it up.
Perfect.
There you go.
Beautiful. Look at you go.
So what are the two books you got that have nothing to do with our adventure?
Oh, mine are totally random. So before the adventure began, my mom actually went to a book sale. I couldn't go to the book sale because I was working at the time. Damn. And so I was like, Mom, just go to the book sale and send me pictures of all the books that you see and I'll tell you if there's any I want. And so she picked a couple up for me, which I was very excited about. So the first one is The Remains of the Day by Kazuo Ishiguro.
Cool.
And I got this weird old vintage International Edition. Mm-hmm. And this one is actually full of highlighting. Whoever owned it previously highlighted a lot, which I kind of like.
Yeah.
It's a very like old feeling copy and it feels well loved. So I'm really excited about this one. Two of my good friends absolutely love this book and have been telling me I need to read it for multiple years now. So I feel good to have a copy of it and can finally read it. And I have enjoyed the other two books of his that I've read. So it felt like the next logical step. It's kind of random though. That book is about a butler. I don't know
if you
knew that.
No, I didn't know that.
It's about a butler. I don't know anything beyond that.
Is that the one that won him the... Did he win the Nobel Prize, right?
I don't know. Maybe.
Am I crazy?
I mean, it doesn't say any... Oh, it says The Remains of the Day was awarded the Booker Prize in 1989.
Okay.
It's the Booker.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
So, there you go. I love an award winner. That's my favorite genre. And then the next book that my mom got me at the book sale is Born with a Tooth by Joseph Boyden.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't read any Joseph Boyden, but he is a very well-known Canadian author.
Did you not read Wenjack?
No.
Oh, for some reason I thought you read that.
You know what? It's funny. I feel like I could have read that book. I think I took it out of the library once and then didn't end up reading it. But yeah, so I am really hyped about this one. It's a short story collection, which I actually didn't realize when I got my mom to get it. I was just like, Joseph Boyden, I want to read some of his books. Mm-hmm. So I feel a short story collection feels like a good place to start.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, I got those too.
Watch us go, ladies and gentlemen. Watch us go. All right. Well, our next category of books is books we got each other that weren't in episode 100 and weren't purchased at a bookshop.
So I don't have any
of
those.
Yes, you do. You have
the... Oh, yeah, I have these two.
Book of the Month ones.
Right. So sorry.
Please.
At the bottom of my pile.
All right. I will blast through these because you got me five. Raylene went crazy.
I did go crazy. I just kept finding things that felt right for you and I had to get them. So yeah.
It was really funny because Raylene kept being at thrift stores and she's like, I found this for you. Do you want it? And I was like, I mean, yeah. So the first one you sent me was the fact that you actually got yourself a nice edition, a newer edition of A Manual for Cleaning Women. This is another one we have to add to our pile of buddy read possibilities.
Buddy reads,
really.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, we're going to be busy.
This is short stories, right?
It is. Selected it's lots stories. And lots of short stories.
Have you read it?
No.
No, okay, I'm so excited that's what to read I thought. It. So anyway, I'm looking at the sticker on the inside that says the bookshop and everything, but it also says... 3 Oprah and Prize Winners. So I think it was put in the Oprah and Prize Winners section.
Yeah, they have weird categories at this bookstore.
But, like, I love that it's not just prize winners. It's Oprah and also a couple prize winners.
Yeah, it's pretty strange.
But anyways, I think this sounds really, really cool. You hauled it a while ago. I think you must have hauled this edition of it.
I did, yeah.
And then you found a better edition and you were like, I'm going to buy this better edition. Do you want my other one? And I was like, yeah, that sounds great. So I got that. And then I also got, similarly, you found this copy of My Brilliant Friend by Elena Ferrante. And I thought it was like probably like $3, wasn't it, or something?
I think it was $1.
Oh my God, yes. That was the thing. Yeah. You messaged me and you're like, this is $1. Do you want it? And I was like, okay. So actually,
I have
really,
no reason not to buy
that's
it.
That's another buddy read book. We have,
I know.
That's so funny. I've been putting together.
Too. We have to do it.
I've been putting together a list of books for Raylene and I to read together. And I thought the list was long yesterday night. Now there's 2 more books
on it.
It's
getting really long.
And then these last 3 books were ones I don't know, or I don't really know anything about, and Raylene just surprised me with. So the first one is my own copy of The Makioka Sisters. This is really cool. And actually, is it a vintage? Yeah, it is. It's one of the vintage internationals. Yeah, it's one of these. So that's really cool, because obviously you really liked it, so that I hope that I like it too. Then you got me The One Straw Revolution by Masanobu Fukuoka, I hope is how it's pronounced. And this really does sound perfect for me. It says, the first few lines of the synopsis say, call it Zen in the Art of Farming or A Little Green Book. This manifesto about farming, eating, and the limits of human knowledge presents a radical challenge to the global systems we rely on for our food. So it's like part memoir, part, it sounds like a documentary, basically, about food and simple living and alternative living. And it also has a foreword or a preface by Wendell Berry, who I really like.
Oof.
So did you just find this randomly? I forget the...
That one actually was in a staff pick section at a bookstore.
Ooh.
And I had never heard of it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a chance on this because it just sounds too weirdly perfect.
It really sounds perfect. So I think this is a really thoughtful one. And I really appreciate that because it was like... I mean, the cover, I can't believe that you were like, yes, I will consider this. And then you were like, this sounds great for Ariel.
Yeah.
And then the final book is...
That's my favorite one.
It's your favorite one. Toto-chan, The Little Girl at the Window by Tetsuko Kuroyanagi. Something along those lines.
I was close. It's so cute.
So it's this very cute little version of Toto-chan, which I've never heard of, but Raylene tells me is very big in Japan, and like the vibe I'm getting is Japanese Anne of Green Gables.
Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like.
But you also have it, so this could be another buddy read.
It could be another buddy read. I do have it, and it comes highly recommended from one of my best friends. So I'm like, you know what? We should read it.
This engaging series of childhood recollections tells about an ideal school in Tokyo during World War II that combined learning with fun, freedom, and love.
How cute is that?
It's incredible.
It sounds so wholesome.
So I got a big stack of books from Raylene, which is really cool because, honestly, looking at these 5 books, I would not have bought those, like,
right?
anytime soon. Yeah. So you've kind of brought some new books into my view that I probably wouldn't have picked up anytime soon. So that's really fun, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the 2 that I got from you are kind of similar to that. Like, I wasn't planning on buying these ones, but now I have them and I'm happy to have them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this was fun. You let me pick from a handful of books that you had that you were looking to get rid of.
A handful? A mountain. A mountain.
Mountain.
You guys may know that I've been working with Book of the Month for the last couple of months on my YouTube channel. And every month they send me the 5 books because they want me to be able to show off the covers and, you know, do a good ad. And the whole purpose of Book of the Month is that they have 5 very different books. So I don't think they ever expect anybody to like or be interested in all 5 of the books. So most months I get the 5 books and I'm like, oh yeah, that one looks cool. That intrigues me. But now I've been doing like 6 months of ads with them. I have a trillion of their books. And I was just like, Raylene, welcome to the stack. I was like, take whatever you like. So I feel like you would have taken more if you weren't having to fly home.
Yeah, there were a few that I would have just, like, taken a chance
yeah,
on
exactly.
and said, you know, it's free. Why the heck not? Because there are a lot of thrillers in there that yeah. I was like, you know what? My mom would love these. Like, I could yeah. give all of these to my mom, but that would have been, like, 8 or 9 books probably that I would have had to lug home. And there's a bunch of random romance books, which I'd never really heard of. So I was like, oh, these could be good, but who knows? And lots of assorted literature and stuff. So there was a lot of great books to pick from, but I ended up narrowing it down to 2. The first one being The Heart Principle by Helen Huang.
Yeah.
This is one that at the beginning of the year, I originally said I wanted to this to be one of my pre-orders, and then
oh,
I just
like yeah, I thought
I,
so
yeah so this one I was planning on buying, but then I decided not to buy it because I read the second book, The Bride Test, and was just kind of like eh yeah. on that one. So I decided I don't really want to own the whole series necessarily, and so I love the first book. The second one was just okay, and I was like, okay, I'll just get the third one from the library. This can be a library series that mm-hmm. I read. And then you just so happened to have it in your stack, so I was, you know what, why not, I'll just get it. So now I don't have to wrangle with the library and trying to get it when I feel like reading it. So now I have it, and I'm honestly quite excited. This one seems like it could be lots of fun. The beginning of the synopsis says, when violinist Anna's son accidentally achieves career success with a viral YouTube video, she finds herself incapacitated and burned out from her attempts to replicate that moment.
Mm.
So we love that stuff. We yeah. love a viral yeah. a viral main character who goes famous online, and she's also a violinist, so that's kind of cool. I feel like I haven't read a book about a musician in a while.
Oh yeah.
So it just sounds cool, and I'm really excited to dive into that guy. And then the other book I got from you is Things We Lost to the Water by Eric Nguyen. And this one, it was funny, when I looked at the stack, I didn't know what this was, but yeah. then as soon as I looked at the cover, I was like, oh, I've heard of this book. I've seen it on Goodreads, and a few people that I know have reviewed it and really seem to like it. So I am excited to have this one. It's a debut novel about an immigrant Vietnamese family that settles in New Orleans in the late 70s. So that sounds really cool.
Yeah.
I like that kind of stuff.
That does sound really cool.
That just sounds good. I love a book about family, and I've been wanting to read more stuff set in the 70s. I don't know why, but that feels like a good vibe for me.
I will point out, as you pointed out about my book, those are both hardcovers.
But I didn't buy them, and I didn't buy them brand new.
That's true. That's true. How you it didn't works. Buy them. You did. Okay, yeah. Okay. You were gifted. She gets away with it once again, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
All right. It's time to go through our bookstores.
Okay, where are we starting?
Well, I think we should try and go in order. So,
oh, yeah. I know which one was the first one.
Yeah. When Raylene arrived, I drove her straight to the bookshop. No. We went home. Much. We chilled out for a bit. Had some lunch. What was our lunch? What was our lunch the first day? Oh yeah, Hop Yard. Was it Hop Yard? Yeah, that was fun. We were just like, what is around and open? Let's eat. And then afterwards, we're like, let's walk to the bookshop. Let's stop kidding around, ladies and gentlemen.
This is why we're really here.
So we went to Bookmark, which is my favorite bookshop in Halifax. Probably because I very much favor new bookshops, and I think the rest of the bookshops in Halifax, other than like Kohl's and Chapters, are new and used bookshops slash just used bookshops. So we went to the new one first, and I got 3 things. What did you get?
I got 3 things also.
Oh, perfect. All right, let's go. Let's go back and forth then.
Okay.
The first one I picked up was one I took a risk. One I haven't heard of, Chemical Valley by David Hubert. So I was completely sucked into this cover. It's so beautiful. It has a really beautiful script font. And it is a Maritimes author.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. It doesn't exactly say in the back here where he's from or where he lives, but it says he teaches creative writing at the University of New Brunswick.
Ooh.
But yeah, so I think it's really cool to try and get into authors from the area that you live in. And these are short stories, so it's such a good way to test out an author by reading some short stories and being like, oh, are you into these? Are you not? So there you go. I tried that one out. What was your first one?
My first one was Long Division by Kiese Layman.
Oh, yes.
This one is deeply exciting because I didn't realize that it actually, like, I knew that there were 2 kind of storylines or timelines that ran through the book, but the book is actually How do you even explain this? It's one story when you look at it, and if you flip it over, it's another story going in the other direction.
When you said, when you said this is deeply exciting, I thought you were going to say this is deeply confusing.
It is also that. So yeah, halfway through the book, oh, it's cute actually. At the halfway point, there's these pages nice. With beautiful leaves, so you know you're about to hit the other side. So I don't know which side you're supposed to read first. I don't think it matters. I guess that's kind of the point. Maybe I'll read the one that starts going the right way first. But anyway, this book I'm so excited for. I have created myself a little stack on my bookshelves that are like the five books I want to read next, and this one is in there. It's in my stack, so I'm super excited about this one. It's a I talked about it in a book olds once, I think, which is what got it on our radar. But this one sounded so cool. I know it's got two storylines, there's like two timelines, it's got a time travel thing going on, but the main character is also like a YouTube celebrity and he's good at math or something like that. Like, it's got a lot of things going on, so it just sounds really cool. I'm really excited about that one.
The next one I got is A Movable Feast by Ernest Hemingway. This is slightly controversial because I already own A Movable Feast by Ernest Hemingway. But I hate the edition that I have. So we've talked loads about different editions before and stuff. But the classics, like classic literature, is so much fun. It is so much fun to find beautiful editions because especially when they've come out of the public or into the public domain, anyone can publish editions of them, and you get these beautiful, interesting editions, and like it's like 100th anniversary, 20th anniversary edition, and then it gets put in the modern classics thing or whatever you get. And so I'm so excited that this copy is available, because this was not available a few years ago when I bought my version of A Movable Feast. I remember scouring the internet, and the one I got, which I don't even like very much, I bought off of the Book Depository because it's a British edition, and I was like, well, this is better. It's not good, but it's better. But this is good, ladies and gentlemen. it's not perfect. Like, I think this blue bar was a mistake.
Yeah, I agree.
But it is much better, and it's at least like really pleasant to hold. It's big and floppy. And this is a book I've been meaning to read for a really long time, because my favorite movie probably is A Movable Feast, A Midnight in Paris.
Of course.
And it's largely based on A Movable Feast, and so I've really wanted to read this for ages, so I think I think I'll enjoy it. I don't know. Maybe I won't, but I definitely plan on reading it. What was your second book?
Oh, yeah. That's interesting. My second one is a classic that I already own also.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got another copy of The Great Gatsby. So.
Oh, yeah. No surprise.
This is one that actually your brother CJ pointed out. He was like, hey, do you have this one? And I was like, I don't. Give it to me now. And so, yeah, so it's a Word Cloud Classics is the name of this series. I've seen many others and they look very cool. And this one is gold. And it's The Great Gatsby and other stories. So it's kind of fun to have another edition like that. I have one other edition that has the other stories in it. But this got The Curious Case of Benjamin Button in there. I really want to read that.
I always forget that that's F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Isn't that so weird? That's such a weird thing when you think about it. But anyway, yeah, I'm really excited to have this copy because it feels nice. It looks nice. It's just great.
That's really fun. Well, the last one I got at that bookshop was The Queen's Gambit by
Walter
Tevis.
That was one that I forced you to buy.
Well, to be fair, I didn't need that much forcing. The night before you came, finished rewatching The Queen's Gambit for the third time. And I was just, like, reveling in The Queen's Gambit. Yesterday, in fact, I was at the fabric store, and my mom was pointing out all the cute fabrics as I was checking out at the store, and mama was like, look at this one, because it was a chess, it looked like chess, and I was like, ooh, like The Queen's Gambit. And the lady at the till was like, have you seen The Queen's Gambit? Isn't it incredible? I was like, we just finished watching it for our third time. And she's like, oh, I just finished watching it for the second time a few months ago. And I feel like I'm ready for the third. And I was like, you are. I was like, that's amazing. Time. Anyway, everyone loves The Queen's Gambit. But yeah, so I just finished rewatching it. I love the story. We all know I love Anya. Oh, Anya. And the chess cowboy, Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Doesn't get much better than that.
It just doesn't get better than that. So I was already thinking about getting this. And then I saw it in the shop and I was like, ooh, look. And Raylene was like, you have to. You must. And I was like, okay, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. The only question was, is this cover the best one? And I was like, trust me, it is.
Yeah, you were like,
there are no better options.
Better than that. So I was like, okay, cool. So I'm very glad to have this. And when we got home from that trip or from that bookshop trip, I think you and Kyle then like went to shower or something. So we were just sitting around for a while and I started reading, like just flipping through the Queen's Gambit, this book. And it's so fun how direct the moments are. I'm reading and I'm like, that's literally line for line from the show. That's literally line for line from the show.
It's incredible. So. Like, I swear, if you read this book, it will become a favorite book of yours, like, without question. Yeah, because it is that good. Like, if you love the show, you're guaranteed to love the book because they're so similar.
That's so cool.
And the book is so well written, and it just has everything that the show has, except for Anya, obviously. But it has, all of the soul and the heart and the beauty and all of the crazy. That's so just cool. All of it. So I really think that you'll love it. I loved it.
Also, in the show, I won't spoil anything, of course, but in the show, you get the tiniest inklings about her adoptive mother's life, like her adoptive mother's backstory. Yeah. You get these like really like tiny little like, wait, what happened? And I'm like wondering if that will be at all a little bit more explained in the book. Maybe not. Maybe it just remains a mystery. But I'd love, even like with any of the characters, I'd love to know a little bit more backstory in a way that a show can't really do. So I'm very excited to have that one in the old collection.
Oh, yeah.
Can I tell you something ridiculous, Raylene?
Please.
You can't stop me. What are we talking about? I'm doing a pottery course starting next week, right? This is huge, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, a dream come true. I'm gonna become a pottery master. I'm ditching the podcast. I'm starting a pottery podcast. Pots Unbound. But I watched this video a while ago about this this woman making a pottery chess set. And I was like, this is incredible. Like, I don't know how she got the idea from, but I was like, this is really beautiful. And then you know now how much I love doing woodworking stuff. So I was like, I have this dream project. Because the girl in the video did like a ceramic chessboard. So I wasn't a huge fan of that decision. But it looks cool. It just was like, my vision is to do a wooden chessboard and then ceramic or like pottery chess pieces and build like a beautiful. That's my dream. So that'd anyway, be so cool. That's just like a chess related aerial moment. Thank you, everyone. Go ahead, Raylene.
Okay. So the last book that I got at this bookshop is Miss Ice Sandwich by Mieko Kawakami. This one is very exciting. I don't know what the series is called, but there are a whole bunch of these tiny little books by Japanese authors that are just like little novellas. And it's published by Pushkin Press, if that's a clue. But this is the author who wrote Breasts and Eggs, which I own but have not read yet. But this one sounds really fun. It sounds very convenience store woman-esque. It's about a young boy who obsessively goes to this sandwich counter at a supermarket because the woman that works there, like, he's just in love with her. But I think he's like, I don't know, 9 or something. Like, he's a little kid and he's just in love with this woman and he calls her Miss Ice Sandwich. Who knows why? And so it just sounds so strange and, you know, it sounds like the thing that I need to fill that convenience store woman hole in my heart. Yes. Other than, you know, because you can read convenience store woman again, but sometimes you want something new. And
it's
that
just not
I think
the
is
same.
Gonna, I know. I think that that's really going to hit right.
That's awesome. All right. So that's what we got at Bookmark. We then, I don't know, the next day, it must have been the next day, we went to Strange Adventure Comics.
Oh.
Do you remember this?
Sure. Yeah, I'm trying to, like, it's all a blur in my head. I don't know what days or what, but yeah, we definitely went there.
So much stuff. We did so much stuff on this trip, so it does all blend together. I got 2 graphic novels here, and I'm pretty excited about both of them. One of them, it was only $10, so I took a risk, because it looks freaking weird. I can't remember, I think it was CJ who handed me this book, and he was like, look at this. It's this tiny, tiny graphic novel, short in stature, it's like 6 inches tall, but also it's only like probably 80 pages long. And it's called The Water Lover by Patrick Allaby. It's not very, like, detailed. Like, each page has one little rectangle drawing and then a sentence underneath. But the synopsis just sounds honestly, I don't know, messed up. Patrick is almost finished university when his life turns upside down. It begins innocently enough with a newly developed appreciation for the taste of water. His love of water quickly becomes an obsession. And before long, Patrick is drinking 20 cups a day. And it goes from there. So I don't know. This seems very strange, but that's one of the fun sides of the comics world, is that things can get very weird and, yeah, and a little surreal. So I'm excited about that one. And then the other one I got, oh my God. I don't think you remember that I got this. I don't know if you remember what it is.
Oh, I remember.
1984.
Oh, yeah.
By Mr. George Orwell, but adapted into a graphic novel by Fido Nesty. So I think people will remember earlier this year. Was it this year or last? No, it might have been late last year. I don't remember. I got a hardcover, and it's like the same size as this guy as well, so I don't know if they're by the same publisher, but of Animal Farm, and by an artist named Odier, O-D-Y-R. How do you pronounce
Odier.
That?
Odier.
Odier. I don't know. And I loved it. It was so beautiful, but I didn't know that there was a 1984 one.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
It was a deep, shocking surprise. I couldn't believe it, and I was like, it's gonna be expensive, isn't it? And then I flip it over, and it's only $22. Well, I say that because it's a giant hardcover, but it says $22, and then next to it, it says the dreaded words Canadians hate to read. Higher in Canada.
Oh, like, what does that mean? Just tell me what it is.
I hate when they do that, because it's like, just get your act together. Tell me what the price is, or stick to your guns. It's $22 for us all. Yeah. But no, it's $22 higher in Canada. You don't see that all of the time, but you do see that occasionally in Canada when it's like, I don't know why they would do that, but there you go. But anyways, it looks harrowing. Looks dark, horrible. Looks just terrible, but in a very important way. Like, I was talking to you about this, but like, you can't have a fun adaptation of 1984. It's a terrible story. No. It's horrifying. But I'm very excited to have it. I think that this is a necessary addition to the Orwell collection. We'll see. I hope I like it.
Nice hardcover.
It is a nice hardcover. All right. Did you get anything of Strange Adventures?
Yeah, I did. Cool. I got a random graphic novel that, you know, if I was by myself, would I have gotten it? I don't know. But this one, I'm very excited about it, though, because it's kind of low-key, looks like a cat book. It's called Joe and Russ by Audra Winslow. I don't know if you remember this one.
Yes, Ariel, it looks like Joe.
So there's a girl and a guy and a bunch of cats sitting on top of a van. It's just wonderful. So this one is, from what I understand, it's about a girl who's a middle schooler. She's kind of bullied and, you know, lonely. And then she becomes friends with this high schooler, this random dude who's like in a rock band. And somehow they become friends, and there's a cat involved in that, and I'm very curious about it. It's a beautiful little graphic novel with fairly simple art, but like cute art, and it's full color, which I love. So I'm excited about this. I don't know too much more going into it. I've never heard anyone talk about it, but I saw cats and it seemed like a nice wholesome story, so I just couldn't say no to it.
It's really fun because Raylene got quite a few graphic novels during this trip.
I sure did.
I know you're going to talk about a few more right now, but also
in our chapters episode,
yeah, you got one or two? No, one on that trip. Two on that store. Yeah, my God. So
yeah,
it's fun.
Two, and then a recommendation, which led to something happening in this haul, which you will see.
But yeah, like, it's been a while since you bought any graphic novels, so I just thought I was excited that you got some.
I'm very excited to have some new graphic novels to read, honestly. My problem is that there are so many out there, and I don't know which ones are good, and I don't seek them out, and so that I just don't buy them at all. Yeah. But when we were at the store, you and I, like, zoned in on this little, like, young adult graphic novel section, and that's kind of where I lost my mind, so it was great.
Okay, so the next shops that we went to were in Lunenburg. So if you're coming to Nova Scotia, one of the prettiest towns that everyone is, like, super excited about is Lunenburg. And it's, like, a historic... What do they call those? Like, it's historically significant or whatever?
I can't remember. We talked about this, but I've already forgotten.
I know. And it's only 45-ish minutes away from Halifax. So since we were there, I was like, let's go spend a few hours in Lunenburg, especially genuinely, because they have great bookshops. So I was like, yes. This is a little day trip. If Raylene is coming to Nova Scotia, we should visit some of the pretty sights that it has to offer, not just Halifax and not just my house. I'll take you one other place, Raylene. So we went to Lunenburg, and Kyle had a lobster. That was interesting. That was an adventure.
That was a very interesting time.
But we also went to two bookshops. So there are three bookshops in Lunenburg. The third one, Elizabeth Books, is like a, I don't know if it's new in use or just used. It's always closed.
Yeah, it's not open.
I have never been to Lunenburg when it's open. So anyways, we went to the other two. We started with Block Shop Books. Yes. And I got two books, one of which I've never heard of, The Exhibition of Persephone. Ooh. Sorry. And it says on the back, Percy is pregnant. Instantly, I was like, well, I don't think I'm going to read this one. But then it keeps going. She hasn't told a soul. Probably she should tell her husband. Certainly she means to. But one night she wakes up to find that she no longer recognizes him. Now, instead of sleeping, Percy is spending her nights taking walks, fretting over her marriage, her impending motherhood, and the sinister ways the city is transforming. And I was like, that sounds like a novel I would love. It sounds really similar to Motherhood, which is about a woman who's like in a relationship and doesn't know if she wants to be a mother. It sounds like My Year of Rest and Relaxation, this woman who isn't sleeping anymore. It's like the opposite, right. I guess, a little bit. So I was like, it's ticking so many boxes. And then it says, then a package arrives containing a catalog for a photography show. The show, currently on view in a New York gallery, consists of digitally manipulated images of a woman lying on a bed in a red room. It takes a moment for even Percy to notice that the woman is her.
Ah!
So it says that this book is kind of grappling with the question of identity in the digital age. Do we own our image? What's the situation? I was like, this hits like 18 of my boxes.
Yeah.
I'll take it. It's also stunning. It's stunning. So I was really excited to grab that. Will I like it? I don't know. Maybe everyone's giving it 2 out of 5 stars. That's fine. Maybe I'll.
That was another fun thing. I didn't check reviews for any of the random books I bought at all. Yeah. I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to dive in.
Yeah. And then the other one I got, I was so excited to see because I had just seen this online somewhere. I had added it to like my list of books to look into that I found out it was in hardcover. So I was like, oh yeah, I won't order that online. But for some reason, I still bought it when I saw it in the shop. And actually, me and Raylene shook hands in this bookshop. Do you remember?
Yeah, because I also bought a hardcover at this bookstore, which we'll talk about in a second. But we looked at each other. Yeah, we looked at each other and said, you know what? I really want this book, but it's a hardcover. I don't know if I'm going to read it in the next month. Can we just agree that we can like put a little veto on this particular book and just forget
hands.
About it?
We shook hands on it, ladies and gentlemen. So,
yeah, so there's no we're not forcing each other on this particular one.
But the book one, the one I got is Seek You, A Journey Through American Loneliness by Kristen Rad. Ooh. R-A-D-T-K-E. Radka? Radka?
Radka?
I'm not too sure about that one. But it's a graphic novel. It's big boy. It's kind of thick. But it looks really beautiful. And it, like it says, it talks about loneliness in America from big cities to small towns. And I thought it sounds so beautiful. It looks so beautiful. And I think it just came out. Like, literally in the last few weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there you go. What did you get at this bookshop?
At this bookshop, I laid eyes on a beautiful signed copy of Switch by A.S. King, our lady. So ever since we had her on the podcast and she kind of talked about Switch a little bit, I was like, I need that book. Like, that sounds so bizarre and perfect and 100%. Yada yada. Yeah, so I just decided to grab it, and I've just been basically waiting to find it at a bookstore. I didn't feel like buying it online for some reason. I wanted to find it in the wild. I don't know why I made that decision, but I did. And then I found it in the wild, and it made me really happy, and it was signed, so I bought it. And yeah, luckily we made that deal. I was gonna buy it anyway, but we shook on it, and so now there's no pressure.
Now we're free.
Exactly.
What was the other one you got? Or did you only
get... That's all I got.
Oh, sorry.
I only got the one.
My confusion. All right. And then on to our final bookshop. So we then went to Lunenburg Bound, which is maybe my favorite bookshop so far in Nova Scotia. It just has a great vibe. It has it's a really good vibe. It has an incredibly well-stocked and curated new book section, but then also a really good used book section. So you got the best of both worlds. But anyway, I didn't buy any quote-unquote books there, but I did get two of the prettiest journals I ever have seen. I was looking at them and they were a little expensive. They're handmade. You can see that they're really beautiful. And I was like, oh gosh, I don't need more notebooks. I really don't, but they're so pretty. And then my boyfriend came over and he was like, what are you looking at? And I was like, these really pretty journals, but I shouldn't buy them. They're like kind of expensive. And he was like, problem solved. And he was like, I'll buy them for you. And I was like, woohoo! And then Kyle saw that and he's like, really? And which one do you want? And so our boyfriends bought us notebooks, which is really cute.
It was very cute. Yeah, I got a really nice one as well, which I'll post with my book that I got. So if you guys have listened to the chapters episode, you may recall that we were brought through the store by an employee who really wanted to show us a graphic novel.
Oh, yeah.
But then we got to the graphic novel section and they were sold out.
Damn.
And she was so upset. She was so sad. And I was like, you know what? I really would have liked to have a look at that book. And then when we were at Lunenburg Bound, I glanced past you at a shelf. That. I said, Ariel, look over there. And this book was facing out on display and I immediately snatched it up. And that book is The Girl from the Sea by Molly Knox Ostertag, who also is the author and artist, I believe, of Witch Boy, which I've read as well. And it's just so beautiful.
It does. It looks beautiful.
Oh, man. I don't even really know what it's about. The woman at the bookstore told us and I was like, yes. That's all I needed to hear. And now I don't remember. But
I also don't remember, but she sold it with such passion.
Yeah, I'm like, based on the cover, it kind of looks like Ponyo a little bit.
It does.
Like there's a girl who is clearly from the sea, as the title indicates, and then there's a girl who lives on the land, and I think they fall in love, and it's just beautiful. It's like a beautiful Ponyo story. I love that. Okay, and last but not least, I do have a book that arrived for me while I was away, and when I got home, checked the mail. And boom, I have a package from a friend of the pod named Kit who heard my call. I know what the book is, but I haven't actually looked at it. I haven't opened it yet. I don't know exactly what it looks like.
Those are the tiniest scissors I've ever seen.
I know. Right when we were about to sit down to record, I was like, oh no, I can't open up this package. And this is just like a pocket knife scissor thing. So it's not the best scissors, but I'm doing my best here.
Yes. Get that ASMR.
Gotta get that ASMR. I'm so excited to see this.
Ugh. I'm really intrigued.
I'm intrigued too. Because I know in theory what this book is going to be, but I have no idea what it looks like because I've never seen anything quite like this. Okay, I'm almost in. Can't really wrap this well. Oh my god, here we go. Oh, what is this? Okay, hang on. So it's this beautiful old copy of The Great Gatsby.
I'm honestly obsessed with that.
I love it. This is the movie cover from the 70s starring Mia Farrow and Robert Redford, which, funnily enough, I actually haven't watched that movie yet. I've been kind of saving it because I feel like it's going to be really, really good. But I didn't even know that this copy existed. I made a video for our patrons over on Patreon. That was my entire Great Gatsby collection.
Right.
And in that video, I was like, oh, I wonder if there are any other movie covers other than like the Leonardo DiCaprio one.
Mm-hmm.
And Kit came through for me. Kit came through. It's gorgeous. But Kit also sent me a little postcard. Oh, it's from The Strand.
The Great Gatsby and it's
it says
cat.
The Great Gatsby. So that's super cute. I will keep that in this copy forever. That's so special. I love that. Thank you so much, Kit.
That's the most railing crossover thing I've ever seen in my
life. It really is The Great Gatsby. It's too perfect. It's actually funny. When I first started working at the job that I work at now, I had a Great Gatsby tote bag. And one of my coworkers was like, oh, do you like cats? And I was like, what? What are you talking about? She's like, your bag says The Great Gatsby on it. And I was like, no, it doesn't. But ever since then, that's been like in my head. And now it exists as a thing that I own on a beautiful little postcard.
I wonder if there is a way for you to somehow get a Great Gatsby tattoo. Because I like that idea.
Yeah, I could get the eyes of Dr. T.J. Eckelberg, but with cat ears on
top. Or
with
whiskers.
That would be just beautiful. Oh, wow, damn. That was so good. What a fun way to end that.
That was a really fun episode. We had such a lovely trip. I honestly haven't even started to kind of unpack everything we did. I feel like as we get further and further away from it, my brain will be able to actually process. Because it was like we did 18 things every day of the 5 days you were here.
Yeah, it was a wild little trip.
It was a wild little trip. It was super fun. And we really had a lot of fun getting to record the 100th episode and the special, the special chapters trip episode.
Yeah, that was super fun.
So we hope that you guys enjoyed that and enjoyed this big haul of books from our together trip. We did as much damage as I think people probably expected we would do. So yes, thank you to everyone for coming to Halifax, but that didn't happen. My mind got a little
they
confused.
They did not do that. No, that was lots of fun. Thank you for having me. Thank you for taking me to all these crazy bookshops. It was
course.
Such a good time.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, it was so good.
Are you
I can't wait to do it again.
I
My
know.
God.
We'll hit
we also
some...
ate so much food. Oh my so God. Much food. I came back from that trip like 20 pounds
yeah,
heavier than I was when I left.
I was plump. I feel plump still from that trip.
I'm still plump. Something happened. I don't know what it was.
But before we go, we are going to go and record our Patreon mini podcast, Books Unbucket. Thank you to everyone who supports us over on Patreon. So this is a mini podcast where we answer a question from our patrons every week. It's like a 10-minute sometimes like 20 minutes because we keep talking episode. So today we're answering this question from Belinda, who asks, both of you use a 5-star rating scale, but what do the different ratings mean to you? What is a 5-star book versus a 4-star book? And for example, if you reread a 5-star book and you no longer feel that it's that great, is it still a 5-star book? Which I think is an interesting question.
Yeah, I love
so
that.
So we're going to go answer that. If you're interested in supporting us on the Patreon, please do. Well, no, we're not going to stop you. It's linked in the show notes. But also, our new merch is linked in the show notes. We have an adorable beanie that me and Raylene are screaming about. I can't wait to get mine and like not take it off all fall and winter.
No, I want
to
wear it a lot.
But we also have a new mug. If you wanted a giant Dust Jackets Books Unbound mug, ladies and gentlemen, it's your time. It's there. So, yeah, there you go. Those were our plugs for today. Thank you so much to everybody. And we will talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.